Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
When We Struggle to Forgive, written and read by Kyle Norman. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians 3, verse 13. What do we do when we find it hard to forgive? How do we cope when everything in us wants to define another by the hurt they have caused? How do we forgive when we feel that the offending party simply doesn't deserve it? Recently, I had this question posed to me by a parishioner. Their teenage son was having a hard time forgiving the people who wounded him in the past. He had good reason to. His father was not a nice man, and his grandmother, who lived with him for the first 12 years of his life, moved away without any notice. He simply returned home from school one day, and she was gone. Both these events occurred years ago, and yet the lingering effects are tangible in his life. He just can't forgive, his mother lamented. We sometimes think that forgiveness is about pretending that a hurt or an offense did not take place. Forgive and forget, we say. But when a deep harm is done, it stays with us. We can't forget. And because we can't forget, we mistakenly think that we are not able to forgive. Forgiving someone who has wounded us is not about sweeping things under the rug or pretending that the offense did not happen. Forgiveness is about refusing to let the hurt control our lives. The fact is, if we sit in unforgiveness, we continue to define ourselves by the hurt. We may say that we have moved on, but that wounding still holds sway over us. Thinking about the person or the event causes negativity to rise within us. We hold grudges. We desire revenge. And often, a deep but vibrant bitterness takes hold. Unforgiveness is a prison which traps us in shame, resentment, and hatred. Furthermore, the energy that it takes to hold on to these feelings eventually turn inward. They sap our strength and darken our spirits. Perhaps it is for this reason that Jesus commanded us to forgive those who have sinned against us. Jesus commands us to forgive, not because the offending person has earned it, but because the act of forgiveness frees us. Forgiveness frees us from the burden of holding a grudge. Forgiveness frees us from the toxic bitterness that eats away at us. In Bread for the Journey, Henry Nouwen writes, "Forgiveness allows us to claim our power and not let these events destroy us. It enables them to become events that deepen the wisdom of our hearts. Forgiveness indeed heals memory. When we take the step to forgive another, we are the ones who get healed. We become restored." Are you going through a time where you find it difficult to forgive? Are you harboring feelings of resentment or bitterness? And are these feelings ones that you would love to rid yourself of? Jesus doesn't want your life to be dominated by sin, whether that's your own sin or someone else's. These are burdens that you are not meant to carry. What might it look like for you to stop carrying the weight of another person's sin? Forgiveness is about giving everything to God. We release the person and whatever they have done into the hands of Jesus. This allows us to put away the desire for revenge or recompense. We no longer feel invested in the other's destruction. We never overcome evil by evil. We only overcome evil by goodness, mercy, and love. This is the way of Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious and Almighty Father, I thank you for the gift of forgiveness in my life. I recognize that your mercy and grace to me are completely unearned. They are gifts given in your steadfast love. I also know that it is because I have been forgiven that you call me to forgive. But Lord, I am having a hard time offering forgiveness. Ongoing feelings of pain and resentment rise within me. I want to rid myself of these feelings, but I find they stick with me. And in the darker moments of my life, I wish that revenge and wrath be visited upon the one who hurt me. Lord, I am so tired of holding this burden. My spirit is exhausted from holding on to this grudge. Help me to be free from these feelings of malice, anger, hatred, and bitterness. I wish to be filled with your love, joy, peace, and gentleness. So I place before you today the person who hurt me and the hurt that they have caused. I hold them before your cross as the place where you crucify all the hurts and evils of this world. As I release the other person into your care, I ask that you come to me anew. May your spirit heal me, restore me, and transform me. May your mercy fill my memory and your grace flow in my heart, and may you give me the bold strength to forgive. This I pray for the praise of Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.